Hello, everyone. I'm Carmela Sterling, and this is Under the Spotlight. I'm so excited for you today. All that's ahead of you in the next 20 minutes, we are going to share with you so much fun, excitement, and put you in front of someone that will just make you feel uplifted. You will want to level up. You're just going to love it. But first, let me say thank you. Your messages about Under the Spotlight, your reception and warm welcome to our guest has been absolutely amazing. Your response to the podcast, which we are on all podcast platforms now, has been absolutely shocking and eye-opening, and we just love it, just absolutely love it. We have a sponsor today. We want to say thank you to Perks for sponsoring Under the Spotlight today, your next level. See, everything's leveling up today. Energy drink, focus, and clarity. I think you'll certainly enjoy this flavor. Hey, cheers to you all for supporting this wonderful opportunity that we have to be inspired by others in a short period of time. I think that's key, and especially with this guest, because she gets a lot done in a little bit of time. Let me introduce you to Jaquita Rhodes, who she and I met on Facebook. We became friends. As soon as I saw her, I felt sort of this light and this excitement. I thought, wow, what a vibrant person she is. So doing a little more, you know, engaging as friends and looking on her timeline. Oh my gosh, she's an actress. She has all the, you know, the credibility of having been on camera. She's in theater. She's in film. She has all those accolades. And yet her spotlight is for others. She shines it on others. And you're going to hear how she does that. And may this inspire you today, too. So welcome to Under the Spotlight. Here's our very special and vibrant guest, Jaquita Rhodes. Good morning. We're here.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, my gosh. What'd you say?
It's a thankful Thursday.
It is a thankful Thursday. We're here. We've been talking about this all week. Couldn't wait to get here.
Yes.
I wanted to say to everyone, when I read this, I just smiled. It says, Jaquita Rhodes is a dynamic actress whose talent is undeniable at first sight. Look at her. You get this, right? She's considered a triple threat for her abilities to act, sing, and dance. And she's here with us right now. Thank you for saying yes to being Under the Spot.
Thank you, Carmela. It is an honor, a blessing to be here. When I tell you, I have been so excited. I think we both have been so excited because God is so good. These divine connections that he keeps bringing us is amazing. And I'm excited for where we are all headed.
Isn't that the truth, though? Yeah, we've been super excited about this. And when we're getting ready, we're just getting all dolled up. But it's a good thing we have all this up here, because it isn't just beauty, it's brains. But you do make us feel like leveling up. I don't know what kind of blessing magic you got going on, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be with Jaquita today. I was like so excited. I was up super early. Your calling, if you will, is acting with a purpose.
Yes.
When did that start? Are we going back in time, childhood?
Yes.
Or later years? Really?
Yes. So I knew from the age of three that I am called to the world of entertainment. I've always known acting has always been my thing. I used to impersonate everyone. My family loved it. My family always knew that I was like, I'm going to be a star. It was like, she's the star of the family. And so I remember growing up, my grandmother, every time like I would come around the family, she would be like, Jaquita, impersonate that person. Do so-and-so. And just have everybody laughing. And everybody always just talked about, you know, my personality. And I love the camera. I love the lights. I love the action. I love entertaining people. I love making people feel good. I love making people laugh, feel joy. So I always knew, like, this is my purpose. This is my calling. This is where I'm supposed to be.
So when you stepped into the world of acting, and where have we seen you? I know we have some movie templates here to show you. Just walk us through a couple of these, and then we'll go back to the story. Oh, Hidden. Okay.
Yes, Hidden. So Hidden is a series that I'm currently filming now. We've been filming this for over 2 years now. It is a drama. If you think of Tyler Perry's show, Have and Have Nights, they put you in the frame of that. And we will actually be releasing on all platforms, over 150 platforms this month of March, with Amazon Prime, Netflix, Hulu, and a lot of other platforms. I am excited about this. I play the role of Karen. Karen is, let's just say, she has multiple different personalities. You never know what you're going to get from Karen. but it has been amazing. Love the cast. Love the crew. Everybody is awesome.
Okay, just in that role alone, and I want to identify this because we're all just sort of awestruck with you. All right, yes. First of all, like looking at you and it's like, wow, she's really beautiful. You can't walk onto a set just beautiful playing a part like that. You've got right. a lot of, this piece has a lot of depth to it. Yes. So a lot of studying, how do you dive into a role like that?
Yeah, so when diving into this role, one of the main things, because this character has so many different sides of her, I love to go back and watch, you know, other movies that bring inspiration, other actresses that have played these types of roles. And so I try to tap into that and try to glean from other great, phenomenal actresses. Like one person that I truly love, Halle Berry, she played a role where she had to play this split personality. It was a movie called Frankie. It was amazing. So I typically just like pull from other great actresses that are out there. And then also within myself, because the creativity is within me. To be an actress, you have to have an imagination. You have to have a big imagination because you have to go to places that sometimes you don't want to go to in order to tell the story. So that's how I tap in.
Whoa. Are there a couple more? I'm kidding. This is really interesting.
Yes.
To hear about this because you are living this life of an actress, and I know you're on stage in theater. Peter, yes. What's the other picture that we have up there, the other movie? And maybe Chiquita can walk us through this other piece. You study, you mm-hmm. learn, you then have to have it become your own. Everything yes. you do is authentic. Here, where are we here now?
You've matched love, love, love. This is a short film. It's produced, directed by Justin Pogue. He is an amazing director. And I actually played a young girl in the beginning. It's about a hopeless romantic, right? And so You've Matched is based on an internet dating app where these two people meet and they didn't know that they already knew each other. And they didn't really like each other, but it's funny. It's comical. I play in the beginning, like the advertisement of the girl in the beginning of You Matched, where I meet someone online and fall in love and life lives happily ever after.
Wow, so interesting.
This is an amazing short film. It's won yeah. over 8 awards, been nominated multiple times of many short film and many short film festivals. So You've Matched is awesome. You will love it. You will love You've Matched. You can actually catch it on YouTube. So I can share the link at a later time.
That would be awesome. Yeah, put it in the comments or we'll put it yeah. in somewhere for our folks to see this. You won an award. Take us to that. What is the award that you just recently won?
Oh, God is so good. So I was nominated anonymously for a few awards. This award in particular is Woman on the Rise for the Ouchie Magazine Award. Ouchie Magazine Award represents women who empower other women and who promote sisterhood. So I still don't know to this day who nominated me, but God is good because this came at a time in my life where I felt like, oh, I'm not doing enough. I'm not being enough. And you know, you have those moments where no matter what you do, you just feel like I'm not living up to this, but God is so good because he allowed me to win this award. And it's the Woman on the Rise Award, the Ouchie Magazine Award. I was so honored. So grateful. And I actually walked off this stage with a lead role in this upcoming stage play that you also know about, which is called Why Am I Still Single?
Wait, what? This is amazing. Keep going. Keep going. I'm so excited for you.
So when I walked off the stage and got the award, I met the director, Miss Kathy. She is amazing, director, writer. She saw me and she said, you have the it factor. You are my it girl. She said, I would love for you to be in my play. Now, funny thing is, back in the Ouchie Award, I saw her. We had a meeting and I reached out to her through a DM. It was like months ago. And she never responded. However, after the award show, we met. She saw me and was like, I gotta have you. I gotta have you in my stage play. And then when she saw my message that was sent like 4 months prior, she said, I can't believe that you reached out to me. I would have put you in my production months ago. So all at the same time, the lead person who was in position at the time actually called the same day that we met and said, I can no longer do the lead. And she said, you have a lead role, ma'am. You are the lead in this play. Why am I so single? It is an amazing comedy. It is hilarious, y'all. And it actually will be airing. We're actually going to do a show date April the 1st. It's at the Beaufort Community Theater Center in Beaufort, Georgia. April 1st is two showings, 3 p.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. So please go on Eventbrite and get your tickets.
Oh my goodness, that story gave me the chills. Absolutely inspiring. Take from that now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back to Chiquita with this question that will benefit you. You couldn't have mapped that out. How does stuff like that happen? That's the question.
So this happened because God himself, he orders our steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the what? The Lord. So when God orders your steps, he allows you, he puts you before great men and women. And that's always been a prayer of mine. My whole wall is like a prayer board, okay? I pray, I write down what I want, what I desire. I tell God, you know, God, because there's a scripture that says, if you delight yourself in God, he will give you the desires of your heart. And so God knows my desire is to put a smile on people's faces, right? My desire is to inspire, uplift people by my life, by my example, by my gifts, by my talent. And so if God is so good, how he just orchestrated everything, but it takes trust and it takes belief in God. You have to give your gift to him. You have to give that thing that you want so much, that desire to him. And you trust him with the process. Trust him with the journey. Trust him with every shut door and every open door. And I promise you, you will not be defeated. You will not fail. If you put him first, he's going to put you before the right people. And approach everything with a great heart, with the heart of God, with love. Approach everything. So with my acting career, I've done it all. I'm in front of the camera, behind the camera. I've produced. I've done makeup. I've done PA, which is assisting, a production assistant. I'm currently producing now, helping to produce. And so what I love about that is God has allowed me to be and allow so many different facets of film. I've been able to just really learn the whole entire gamut of film, but it allows me to minister in front of the camera and behind the camera. And I tell you, when God positions you, when he positions you, he will use you if you let him use you. And I love so much how he works. He is just amazing. And I just love the opportunity to act because I get to work with all kinds of people, different people from all walks of life. And I get to share the love of God with people, whether they believe in him or not. One thing people cannot deny is love. When you show people the love of God, you can't deny it. I don't care what you believe.
That right there.
The love of God. So,
And if we walk around with just love, we just want to share love, things change very quickly. You use the word sisterhood. I have a picture that I pulled from Facebook that really got me. It's beautiful. What is this all about? You mind if I'm sharing this?
Yes, this is perfect. This is a photo shoot I did for my business and my brand, BB&J Lifestyle, which stands for Beauty, Brains, and Jesus. So it encompasses the mind, body, and soul. And my whole goal is to transform people from the inside out, mind, body, and soul. And so the beauty represents, of course, dealing with beauty from the inside out, confidence, who you are in Christ. And then it reflects on the outside, you know. So I'm a makeup artist. I'm a fashionista. I love all things beauty, okay? So I love promoting beauty and making women feel good about who they are and who God created them to be. And then the second B is the brains, mental health, and intellect, you know, spiritual intellect. Like, I love learning and growing. And then the J, Jesus, is who I love. That's my savior. It represents the soul, the spirit of a person. And I believe all three of those things, when you embody mind, body, and soul, all three of those things, you live a whole holistic life for God on this earth. But sisterhood is so near and dear to my heart. So this picture represents BB&J Lifestyle. As you see, there's so many different types of women from all backgrounds, all races. And that's what I represent. That's who God represents. And that's what BB&J Lifestyle represents.
There is a part of you, and I know we have some other support for BB&J that Peter will show you. And there's actually a QR code so that we can connect, if I remember that correctly. Yes. What's interesting about you, you know, focusing on diversity, I just want to point that out, that there is something about you that is just, it's just you, but we're all comfortable in our own way with you. Like, we're just ourselves. There's no adjusting. I'm not even sure why I'm saying this. We'll call this a spirit moment.
Yeah, but it's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, there's no adjust. Like, I fell for you immediately. And what you have to give all of us is confidence and tools. Give us an example of some of those tools that you might help us with, us women that are watching, maybe the men as well, please.
Yes. So some of the tools I use to build my confidence and my faith, number one is the Word of God. Prayer and the Word of God are the foundation for anything for me. And that's because it works. It's real. There's power in prayer. And I believe when you connect back with your Creator who created you, He created everything about you. He knows how you're wired. He knows what ticks you off, what makes you happy, what makes you joyful, what makes you angry. So when you tap into your Creator, number one, you have no choice but to win. Like, you have no choice but to be confident in who He is. The second thing I believe in and I don't know why I need to say this, or I feel led to say this, is I would say counseling is so important. I think a lot of times people neglect the parts of them that where there was trauma, or, you know, growing up, you may have low self-esteem. But I'm telling you, therapy, counseling from great sources works because it builds that spirit, man, that mental part of you. And it helps you to see who you are and to focus forward and to learn how to deal with things as they come. So the prayer, the Word of God, therapy, and counseling. And then I would say the next thing I would say to build my confidence is self-talk is so important. You are the first person you hear in the morning. Your words are the first words you hear. So when you wake up first thing, speak words of deliverance, speak words of life over yourself. I have sticky notes all over my bathroom mirror and on my wall. They're in my car, on my dashboard. Everywhere I go, I have to make sure that my eye gates and my ear gates are in tune with what is positive and what's going to feed me and not deplete me.
That's so huge.
Remember, your eye gates and your ear gates are important. You can't listen to everything and you can't watch everything. Because
just interrupt you for a second. Click on the QR code or take a picture of the QR code. What are we doing there, Peter? So Peter went up with his phone and just grabbed the QR code. It takes you right to Chiquita Rhodes, CEO of BB&J Lifestyle LLC. Your phone number is there. Your email is there. Here, Peter, I'll give this back to you. Lifestyle.com. It's all right there. She's the creator of the QR code. Will get you there. And our goal under the spotlight is to connect you with the, yes, of course, we always want to connect, but to connect you with the guests in the way that will support what you want. I mean, really, that's been your thing. I mean, acting with a purpose and helping people get to their goals with your lifestyle coaching. You've lived in that realm for a long time. Yeah. And you do know that if we take those steps, things can change. We've talked about movies. We've talked about theater. You are a makeup artist. Those pieces move fluidly, though. You haven't said, I'm only this. And I think that's a huge tip for all of us just on the planet.
Yes.
Sometimes we get boxed in and saying, I'm only, this is what I do. I don't do anything else. We got to stay open to other opportunities that may show up. Yes?
Yes. I am a believer of opportunities, okay? Because we all have so many different gifts and talents, right, that we have. And so don't put yourself in a box. You know, be open. I did a video to my actors just a few months ago, and I said, hey, be open. You may be an actress, but you may be good at this. You may be good at producing. You may be good at makeup, maybe good at hair. Like, explore all your gifts, because you never know where those gifts are going to lead you.
Have you been on a set where you sort of roam and now you're doing someone's hair and you're helping that you're as a PA, or have you roamed like that in the past or maybe now?
Yes, I actually do that now. So it's funny, I'm a producer on a current role and a current film we're filming. And I just find myself where I believe in serving. And I always tell, serve your way to the top, serve your way up. So if there's a need, I just believe in supplying the need. If I'm available and I have the answer to whatever is needed in my presence, then I'm going to serve whoever is in front of me and just provide the need, whatever is needed.
Couple of other places you've served is I have two things that I wrote down for myself, a new documentary, but something you did with a friend of yours.
Yes.
Is that one and the same or no?
Yes. Well, this is a different thing. So I'm also, me and my great friend, business partner, Marcy Garner, we are doing a show called We Out Here. And it's so funny. It's called We're Out Here. So what we do is we go around and travel and find many different unique Black-owned businesses in the community. Because a lot of people are unaware that African-Americans are very present and entrepreneurship is amazing in the community, in the African-American community. So we want to highlight those businesses because the more we support one another, we create legacy and we create wealth when we support each other. So that TV show, y'all, is amazing. It is awesome.
It's a TV show.
Yes, it is a TV show. We're on YouTube. And we also have a platform on Instagram. So I'll be able to share that as well.
I'm sure she's just blowing you guys away. I just want to say the best way to connect is through that QR code.
Yes.
Of course, through Facebook. Peter, thank you for all the help today, popping that up there. I know time is tight, but I'm just so curious to know about something called an empowerment event. Is that happening in Atlanta
or
elsewhere? Yeah,
it will be here in Atlanta. So I am working, co-partnering with a friend of mine who is doing an empowerment conference for the youth, for our young girls, our teenage girls. And so that will be coming up in April, actually. And I do have the information. I'm sorry, I didn't get that link to you, but I can share that information to you. That will be coming up in April. And then BB&J Lifestyle, it's in the works. I'm planning it now, so I don't have all the details. But my goal is July. I want to do a BB&J Lifestyle retreat. So be on the lookout for that. Follow me. It's going to be amazing because if you only know the concept and the ideas that I have, just get ready. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be empowering.
Wow.
You're going to.
Wow. The QR code is up. Yes. Connect. You've heard a lot today, all the things she's doing. That energy is infectious. She's just so vibrant. I just love your love of God, your love of people, your mission in life, your purpose, and everything I've read about you. People just love you and lift you up because how you make us feel. And you've done that today. You make us feel just so alive. And it's a beautiful thing. I thank you so much for all you gave to us today. Any tips before we head out for the day? Anything you want to tell all of the people that are watching? I don't want to just leave the men out. The women are loving this.
Men and women, listen, always bloom where you are planted. No matter where you are, bloom, blossom where God plants your feet. Wherever you are, you have the power. You have dunamis power and authority over your life. Take control over it, and you can have whatever you so desire.
Wow. With that blessing, thank you so much, Tukita. We appreciate you with all our heart. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here with us today under the spotlight. That was wow.
Yes.
Full of energy. Thank you so much.
I have enjoyed you guys. Thank you for having me, Carmela, Under the Spotlight. Please, everyone, follow Under the Spotlight. Follow Carmela. She is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Well, here we go. Another Thursday Under the Spotlight live. You got to see Chiquita live. We'll put this up on podcast so you can listen and hear all the things she's done and that energy. Let it flow through you and say, wow, I want that too. Or I wonder if I could apply this. Or reach out, have her do some work with you. All the information is in the show and on the podcast. The QR code was up. And of course, we're going to put it elsewhere so you can connect. One more look at that. If you need information, reach out. CarmelaSterling.com is where you can sign up to be on the VIP list to know what's happening. We're really gathering now, so I will take a second and say this to you. If you haven't yet, CarmelaSterling.com, it's just a little quick, put your email in so that we can connect you with guests, because after sometimes we'll get messages saying, how do I connect with Chiquita? How do I connect with your guests? How do I connect with you? where was this or that? So the best way for us to communicate is to have you just go to CarmelaSterling.com and sign up. So now that we're on all the podcast platforms, you can go to any one of them and find Under the Spotlight Carmela, and you'll hear from our guest. I think it's been amazing how much time and generosity we've received from all of our guests and a variety of guests from different walks of life and lifestyles. But really what we all connect about is shining the spotlight on love. And Chiquita did that just beyond measure today. Thanks so much for tuning in. See you next time under the spotlight.